We're back here on the Ciroc Point After. Time for the Cajun Cannon to sound off. He's our bartender. He's our therapist after this 25-10 loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. Cajun Cannon, another tale of two halves and just overall really bad football.
Well, Steve, Charlie, Houdat Nation, when it rains, it pours. But we're not the worst team in the league. We're not. You know why? I always go by head-to-head. We beat the Giants in New York. Well, what is that saying? No, the Raiders are not very good. And what, they beat us by 15? So what does that say? I don't know. You got to play. Isn't a game four quarters? You can't play, you know, oh, how many times we've said, oh, tale of two halves. Well, we did good.
Too many times.
The first half or vice versa, whatever, but not a complete game. No, we're not playing winning football. I think Coach Rizzi, the players overall, since he took over, they are playing hard for him. But that Packers game, not so much. You know, that just goes to show you how overwhelmed we were when we played Green Bay. Isn't Green Bay relevant?
For sure.
So what does that make us? Irrelevant. Because look at the outcome of the game. Now, the Raiders are irrelevant, and they beat us by 15 points. So you cannot compare. It depends how you lose and who you lose to. You cannot compare a loss to Green Bay and a loss to the Raiders. Hell no. Well, Green Bay, look where they're going. Well, where are the Raiders going? Okay, you might say, well, Bobby, look all the injuries we've had. The Raiders had 17 starters out. 17. So,
No lies told.
Where are you at? But the Raiders have franchise quarterback, like a Jordan Love. Look at the Packers. O'Connell, he's a franchise quarterback. He might be a bridge. He might be a poor man. He is a poor man compared to what Derek Carr gets paid. So he is a poor man quarterback when you look at it. I know he's a big fan of O'Connell because he went to Purdue, Drew Brees. I said he's a poor man's Brock Purdy. If you put him with Shanahan, I think he'd have success. There's not enough good enough quarterbacks. But
you said Drew Brees, and my eyes started tearing up.
Yeah, everybody's trying to remember. I told y'all everybody wanted to run Drew Brees out of town. You remember I said, oh, we need a more mobile quarterback. How about you need a winner like Drew Brees? And then that's why we needed to milk Drew Brees and keep going with him.
Even with all his injuries, we'll put him out there.
Because all I know is even when our defense sucked, we were always hovering around 500. But Bobby, that's not, then he's the middle of the pack. Well, right now we're not even at the middle of the pack. So what I say, okay, and I think I'm being honest with this. Oh, we just need to tweak this, tweak that. How about tweak this? You know what I'm pointing at. Yeah, tweak nothing. Need an overhaul, a rebuild, however you want to describe it. Oh, we had bad injury with injuries. Oh, unlucky bounces. Well, don't all teams deal with that? Sometimes you can make your own luck, and what's going to end up coming about? All I know is, and I'd save this. I looked after the Commanders' loss in Jane Daniels. And we were, we now, if you look, okay, what are you doing against winning teams? We're 0-7 with teams with a winning record this season. It's probably 0-8 because that was the Packers, so 0-8. The Raiders don't have a winning team, obviously. So you look at it, if you look at, like, the last three seasons, you know we are against winning teams? Don't you have to win to go to the playoffs or beat winning teams to go to the playoffs? You know who's not had a significant win, and they're trying to, that's the Packers. They win all those games, but you know, can they beat the Vikings? Or can they do something? We're not near that right now. But if you look at the last three seasons, we're 4-19 against teams with winning records.
Ouch.
A winning record is you could be 9-8 and have a winning record. So that's basically you hovering around 500. So that's nothing to write home about. So that's why I look at, you know, the vision that Mickey Loomis and the organization can have for the Saints going forward and where we're at. You say, oh, well, you got to trust the process. Well, I think the process is an extreme makeover is needed. Listen, sometimes everyone has to check their ego at the door. Oh, what does it take to truly win? Why do you think 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year? It's pro football. Everybody wants to win, but not everybody's going to win. So, we got to have a rebuilding program. No, you get your ass fired, and they get a new man in town. and new things come about. That's not the Saints. That's everybody in the NFL. Look at the Raiders coach. Is he on the hot seat? They might make changes. He just got hired. He could be gone. You know, you never know. You go like with the win. And is the ending on a positive note or the ending on a negative note? I look at Coach Rizzi. Coach Rizzi is the NFL coach. And what I mean by, is he a head coach? As of lately, you would say, no, he's not maybe going to get that opportunity.
Still but to be determined, right.
But special teams? Coach Rizzi is going to coach 20, 30 years in NFL special team because he knows what he's doing. The bottom line, it's a production business. You have to win. If you don't win, then you got to do something else. That's why you got to be a pro. Deuce and I talk about this all the time. These players, I hope they mature enough to realize they're being evaluated. Because you have to look at the other teams are looking at the Saints players just like the Saints are. So if you want to be a pro and last, everything you do on film, you better have the effort and the production, or are they going to go in a different direction? And nothing against our older players. Cam Jordan was outstanding today. If you look at like on defense as far as production, Cam Jordan had a sack. He had a quarterback hurry. He had two tackles for a loss. You know what? We had one sack today. You know how many sacks we have? Then we talk about this Chase Young and all coming. Okay, Bob, we got to get after the quarterback this year. Man, we got 38 sacks in the season. That's a little bit better than the damn Falcons, the Falcons. You got to get after the quarterback. You need to be in the high 40s or low 50s, truly, if you're disrupting an opposing quarterback. You know who plays hard? And they're not going nowhere. They're staying home. Look at the Cardinals. I watched that game last night on NFL Network. Did Matthew Stafford burn the Cardinals? No, he didn't. Look how that game came down to the wire. So when you look at, not everybody can win. Everybody wants to win. But it's just the way, and you know what? And this is the NFL, though. We've only played, if you look, we played the Raiders now. We played them 16 times. Since the Raiders, you know, OAFL came to the NFL.
And now they have the edge, right?
Yes. Yeah. We're now 7-8. We were 7-7-1 tiebreaker. Right. Oh, now we have 7 wins. They have 8 wins. And one. Now you think, okay, we're going to play at Tulane Stadium in the Dome. Now we're at 500. Now it's 4-4-1. So it just shows you how it's tough to win in the NFL and how it's structured. But when you break it down and people say like, oh, but Avery, too into those stats, internet stats. You know why? The stats are facts. That's what actually happens in the game. And you can't be a nerd where just, oh, it's just stats. No, you got to take in the human emotion and the element. But when you break down pros versus pros, yes, hell yeah, the stats make a difference. It was almost 2-1. They had 22 first downs. We had 13. Bobby, if you had 13 and 13, that's 26. I don't know. I said almost. I didn't say it was 2-1. But you look at third down. Then you tied it into time of possession. Who's dictating the ebb and flow and the tempo of a game? This is as good as it gets in the NFL. They were 10 of 18, 56%. We couldn't get off the field. You know we making it's at the Dome right now. You know what ends up happening? And they're trying to get the crowd hyped. But we don't stop nobody on third down. So we have pumped-in noise. We actually have pumped-in noise, and it's not the crowd because we cannot get off the field defensively. Because that's when you want the crowd to cheer. But they were 10 of 18, 56%. Basically, to me, we're 0 for it. We got that damn first down at the end. That, to me,
yeah.
We were 0 of 9 one time. 0 of 9. I don't know if I've ever witnessed a game 0 of 9 on third down. You don't convert on third down. We end up being 1 of 10. No, you need to be hovering around 45%. I'm not saying 50%, but that's Drew Brees. Drew Brees ain't here no more, so I'm not saying that. But and I've been part of teams. I actually led a team with 48.5% on third down. And can I really run all around and all that? No. What does it take to move the sticks, to move the chains? How do you convert? But 1 of 10, no, that's eye-popping. So negative. So basically, when you look at time of possession, they had the ball 37-50 minutes. We had a 22-10. That's basically 2-1. So therefore, they're going to have more opportunities. And this, I said this in the damn pregame, and it came to fruition. We used to be able to stop the run. It wasn't that long ago.
Forget about
we
it.
We were in the top three, top five for sure, stopping the run. Now it's like, gash. We giving up 5 yards a run, chunk play. They got Abdullah. But where did he escape from Syria or something to come play for the Raiders? He's an old school running back. Abdullah, he's gaining 6 yards a carry.
Career day for him, too.
Career day, 20 carries, 115 yards, a long gain of 17.
Second round pick in 2015.
Why can't Kendre Miller have that kind of game? That's a different story. I'm going to go there right now. But you look at Abdullah, how productive he was. And what's frustrating about that is that you look at the Raiders. Do you know they were dead last? Now think about this. Bob, what are you talking about? They were dead last. They were dead last. Let me get my notes over here. They were dead last when you think about rushing the football. They were averaging 77
right.
and a half yards a game. Well, you know, it was all said and done. They doubled that. They doubled up. They had 156 yards, average 4.1. So, but this is the thing. They had 38 attempts. They thought, man, we can run on the Saints. You know why they thought they can run on the Saints? Because we were, they were dead last, but we were 30th. We were giving up 138 yards a game. So they end up getting 156. So we didn't stop them. And then what did we do at the beginning of the season what we're not doing now? Do we get any takeaways anymore? No. We don't. I don't know, forced fumble or interception. There's back-to-back games now. We're minus two in the turnover margin. So we're minus three for the season right now. Okay, you look at the Raiders. Where were the Raiders at in the turnover margin? Now, when you look at that, the Raiders, okay, coming into the game, they were one before last, minus 17, but today they were plus two.
Minus 15 now, make it.
Yeah, so now they're minus 15. But just goes to show you, they close in the season, I guess, on a high note versus where we're at. And then you look at discipline. Okay, you look at penalties. Remember I tell you 9 penalties or more or 100 yards, it's like giving up a touchdown. Well, we had 10 penalties for 77 yards. So that's like giving up a touchdown. We lost 25-10. So let's say, give us a touchdown, 25-17, or take a touchdown away. We still lost the game. But when you look at, we'd have a big play, and then nullified.
Penalty.
It doesn't count. This happened at the beginning of the game.
Right. Very first drive for them.
The very first drive. Come on, Carl Granison, you're one of our better players. You can't be freaking jumping off sides. We'd have forced it three and out. So we don't force it three and out. So you know, therefore, what happens? They drive 17 plays. Now, they only kick a field goal, but they eat up 9 minutes and 11 seconds. So I don't know. Like I said, when it rains, it pours. It just looked bad, and it seems like we are a team. It's like a tale of two halves. When we're playing. It's like, oh, well, maybe we could play a complete game. No. It just we are a tale of two halves right now. You know what I noticed not good too? I talked about Abdullah rushing for them. When the quarterback's the leading rusher. Now, it's good that Spencer Rattler's mobile and he can run. But 2 weeks in a row, that's not good if the quarterback's the leading rusher. But you know why he was the leading rusher? Alvin Kamara didn't play. That shows you how valuable Alvin Kamara is to this team. You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, just learning the offense. He got to play. He had 5 rushes. He averaged 4 yards a carry. He had a long gain of 9. Kendre Miller, I don't know. But is he the offensive version of Marcus Davenport?
And, he was being evaluated for concussion.
Yeah, evaluated. Yeah, evaluate this. Come on. Kendre Miller. And then I look at Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams, he likes to interact with the fans. That's a good thing. But I'd rather him not want to talk to nobody and just be, man, that guy's not good to the media. He's not good to the fans. He's not good. He's unsociable. But he kicks ass. No, he's sociable, and he don't kick ass. He just, how about that one pass protection right in the A-gap? You can't step the wrong way. You got to step up and block. Now, the offensive line is going to get the blame for that sack, and it's the damn running back. Remember I told you tight ends, running backs? When you pass protected, and they're coming after you, they're just as important as the offensive line. So Jamal Williams, nothing to write home about with that. Rattler was outstanding the first half. Second half, not so much. He ended up with a couple of picks, but his quarterback rating of 60. You look at O'Connell, 97.5. Quarterback rating, a couple of touchdowns. So, how about, now, you're talking about getting the draft, right? How about Brock Bowers, the tight end? That's a pro that always shows up. Boy, you know, think about this cat living a great life. You know where he's from? Wine country. He might be an aristocrat, but he's like a good old country boy. He plays hard. He's from Napa, California. Napa Valley. You know the wine country? He leaves California, goes to University of Georgia. Then look, he's now in Las Vegas with the Raiders, and all he cares about football. He don't even go nowhere. And Brock Bowers, all of a sudden, he now breaks a rookie record for receptions in a season and yards. And we all know Mike Ditka, that's the Saints connection here. You know, he leads the tight ends. You look at reception yards. He just surpassed Mike Ditka. He only needed like 9 more yards for the most ever by a rookie tight end. So now he ended up breaking, as far as receptions, the number, a rookie number, I think a Puka.
Right, Puka Nacua.
Yeah, ended up breaking his record. So all I know is he got the first 2 plays, and they were feeding him. I don't know if that was planned, but he ended up having 7 targets, 7 catches, 77 yards, a long gain of 17.
A lot of sevens.
Yeah, yeah. So when I looked how that unfolded, I think Juwan Johnson at times, I think he's just inconsistent. He had 10 targets. He had 6 catches. He led all our receivers. I think, you know who's been steady? But he's never going to be your number one tight end. Foster Morrow from New Orleans, who played at LSU, was with the Raiders. You know, he wanted to be the Raiders as much as Derek Carr wanted to. But Derek Carr, obviously, with a broken hand, didn't play. But Foster Morrow can make everybody's, every NFL team, but not the number one tight end. You know what I'm talking about? You make a team and you could contribute.
Yeah, sure.
I think he's that good. He's played that well this year in a Saints uniform.
Vocal leader, too.
Yes, he had a mature guy, knows how to talk to the media, knows how to talk to the players. He had 3 catches, 47 yards, 16-yard average, that long gain of 30, and ended up with a touchdown. I think, Charlie, help me out here, you and Steve. I think he might be leading the team in touchdowns this year.
Is
that correct? Steve, off the top of my head, I'm thinking Foster Morrow, doesn't he have like 5 touchdowns or something like that?
Yeah,
it's either 5 or 6. I know Foster Morrow, so I'm just telling you, he could make every team, there'd be a role. Now, he might not get the money he wants, but he could still be on every team.
Yeah, receiving touchdowns, he's got 5. Behind him is MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, when he was on that little bit of a heater.
Yeah, and he just came back. No, I understand we don't have Chris Olave, we don't have Rashid Shaheed, we don't have Taysom Hill, we don't have Alvin Kamara, but all the teams are dealing with injuries. That's why, okay, and this is what I say. Didn't I just name a bunch of offensive players? Did any of them play defense? Well, why in the hell our defense sucks? Our defense is bad. Our defense is about as bad as it's been in a while. And, Bobby, no, that's just your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. You know, we ranked total defense coming into the game. Did we do any better today considering that when you look at, like, total yards? Okay, when you look at when all said and done, total net yards, we gave up basically 388 yards. Well, you know what? Coming into the game, we were giving up 378.5, which is 30th. So we gave up more than that to the sorry-ass Raiders. And then rushing defense, we were 30th. Giving up 138 yards a game. Well, the Raiders get 156. So that's, to me, the most disappointing aspect of this. Because haven't our defensive players been available? No, our defense, okay. That, to me, you know, when you're not tweaking that, you're making an overhaul, a change. And I like Pete Werner. Pete Werner led the team in tackles. He had 13 total, 8 unassisted. But can you say, now I know he had that broke hand, he's tough, he's played and all that, but how you play a player and all that. Okay, look at the production. Look it up. Talk about 100-plus tackles and all. Look at a number of players. Look at these three players, and they all, okay, now he's hurt, and he's hurt with the Saints with his shoulder. Alex Azzalone with the Lions. Look at Kane Dallas, how productive he's been with Atlanta. Okay, and you remember we couldn't find a spot for the Eagles linebacker? I think Vic Fangio found out. Steve, what's his name
Zach
from Wisconsin?
Bond.
Zach Bond. I'm just saying. So when you look at, okay, that's a bunch of players we had in-house, and you go in a different direction. Nothing against Pete Werner, but you look at players that we've counted on and how the defense, we rank, we're not in the top five. We don't say, well, we at least, I think it gives us a chance to be a top 10 defense. No, we're 30th. Not last or before last, but it might as well be. Total defense, rushing defense, and then passing defense, we're 28th. And we're not taking away the football. You want to know why where we at?
Right.
No, I can tell you this. I'm going to leave this before we go to the break and get to the callers. I'm extremely disappointed because I thought, and not necessarily we're going to win anything. I thought at the best case scenario, we can maybe disrupt the NFC South and win the NFC South and host a game like Tampa did last year. I said this in training camp. Host a game and maybe you throw the fans to who that nation a bone and you win a game at home. You know how Tampa Bay beat the Eagles last year at home? Did you realistically think Tampa Bay was going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not, right.
But it still gives you a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's not the train coming, it's you going forward. And then you're optimistic.
We got run over by the train.
We deceived a little bit about where we're at. So I'm thinking, okay, we can maybe do that. And, the stars are aligned. And I kind of said, because you know why? Because I thought, man, we were plus 11 in a turnover margin. Right now, we damn freaking minus 3. In the turnover margin. You got to be on that plus side. That's the way we structured. So when I looked at it, I said, we don't get the double-digit wins. I don't know what it's going to take to win the NFC South, 9-8, 8-9. I said worst-case scenario. Now it's impossible. Worst-case scenario is 7-10. Well, what are we right now? 5 wins?
5, yeah.
So you think we're going to beat Tampa Bay and Tampa? Now, we've always played well in Tampa. We've always played well, but Tampa's still fighting. They're behind off with Atlanta.
You still have hope.
Yeah. So even if we get to 6 wins, we still drastically underachieve. So, no, that's why, again.
We thought Vegas was crazy at the beginning of the year. What was it? 7 wins.
Yeah. Man, Vegas. That's why they got all those beautiful buildings.
Yeah, exactly.
And stuff. I said, oh, no, we'll be over that. No, I did too.
I would have had my money on the over.
Not so fast. That's why I tell you. That I would still even say this at 7 wins. But at 5 or 6 wins, there ain't no damn tweaking. It's an overhaul. We got to rebuild where we're at. Listen, we might have to have, Ms. Gale and Dennis Lauscher and all. We might have to have, you know, Sean Payton used to have those burials. We got to have a fake burial of like Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Them days are over. We starting anew. Because we do not want to go back to Mike Ditka and Haslett days. No. But you can't build upon what Sean Payton and Drew Brees did because they're gone. No. What are you going to do the last handful of years of this decade? Because that's where we're at right now. It ain't no hovering around 500. No. I think even if we win 6-11, that's not hovering around 500. That's not 8-9 or 9-8. So, listen, the truth hurts sometimes. You got to look in the mirror. And you got to humble yourself. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. You got to be a pro. You realize where you're at. And then you might have to have some outside influence in the building. And not necessarily you influencing an individual. No, you might need some new aspect of how you're going to do things. Because right now, it's not good enough. What have we not been in the playoffs now? 4 straight seasons?
Right.
It's not like 1 or 2. No, it's 4 straight seasons. So we're going to be status quo. You know, the Houdini Nation is going to be ticked off. We're patient, and we want to party and have a good time. But we know what winning is. We win is that under Sean Payton and Drew Brees.